this is such a simple swing that it's not very hard to execute. It's not very hard to understand, and it's not very hard to learn.
This is Golf Smarter.
And that's what I like about this swing. It's really not as complicated as you would think, and it's easy to remember what you have to do because there aren't a thousand things you have to remember what to do.
No, you just have to stay still and you have to do the work in the setup. One of my goals as a teacher is I want my students to be autonomous. You know, a golfer is not allowed to receive advice during a competitive round.
Right.
So they're on their own. You're on your own. So I want you to be autonomous so that you can make the adjustments and corrections on your own so that you don't need me. I make this joke all the time when I'm teaching. I say, if I die tomorrow, just read your ball flight and recognize that contact is a product of your weight, direction is a product of the position of your shoulders, and you're going to make the adjustment in the setup, and then you're going to stay still. So that way you can have the luxury. You shouldn't need me. Once you get this swing down, we should talk because we want to have a beer and you're going to tell me how many birdies you made, not because you're wondering, what do I do? So I just have always found, and you know, I experienced the same thing. I learned from some of the top instructors in the world when I was in high school, and I found it to be difficult. I found it to be confusing, and it just was something kind of like my celebrity student. I felt like maybe I'm not getting something. I'm not understanding something, but I was a really great athlete. You know, I played high levels of other sports, and yet I still struggled with what the conventional swing was. And then once I abandoned that and I played Division I college golf and I had abandoned all of traditional theory, I just worked off of ball flight. I paid attention to how the ball flew and I understood how to control the ball flight through the position of my setup. And all I'm doing is just giving other people the opportunity to have that same luxury and that same skill. The cool thing is that the shot that gets produced is a really high quality shot. It's super solid, it's got a lot of power on it, and it's a tight draw. And then, you know, some people will say to me, well, sometimes I need to hit a fade, so, you know, how do I hit a fade? Bobby Jones says, sometimes the expert player needs to hit a fade. Bobby Jones hit a draw as a standard shot. He says, in order to hit that fade, the expert player will do intentionally what the poor player does unintentionally.
Wow.
Basically saying, to hit a fade, you just make a bad swing. Anybody can hit a fade. Can you hit a draw? That becomes the pinnacle of ball striking. So if you can hit a draw, don't worry about needing to hit a fade because you'll be able to hit a fade. And it's very easy to hit a fade from this setup and from this position. You just hold the face open through impact. And the ball, instead of falling left at the end of the flight or drawing at the end of the flight, falls to the right. So this gives you the luxury. This gives the average golfer the luxury of hitting draws. My students all hit draws. And many of them have never hit draws before we started working together. And it's a big joy for them. They say, yeah, high five.
I'm just raising my hand. I'm that guy. But I'll take that high five.
Yeah. And it's true. You know, it's hard to hit a draw.
Yeah.
So now that you have the luxury of hitting a draw, it's very easy to hit a fade. You just go ahead and make a semi-bad swing. And the ball will fade.
Click on the link below to subscribe to our free weekly interviews on the Golf Smarter podcast at golfsmarter.com.